我们所相信的主，这位神，做事常常是出乎我们的预料的。
The Lord we believe in often do things that are beyond our expectations.
举几个例子。
A few examples.
当耶稣基督降生的时候，有东方的博士来寻找耶稣。
When Jesus was born, there were wise men from the east looking for him.
他们首先来到耶路撒冷，因为他们在寻找犹太人的王嘛，王应该是降生在这个首都。
They first looked in Jerusalem because the king of the Jews should be born in the capital.
但出乎他们的预料的是，他们听到圣经的记载说，他不是出生在耶路撒冷，而是出生在伯利恒。
But beyond the expectations, they found out the Bible recorded that he was supposed to be born in Bethlehem.
当他们最后找到刚刚出生的耶稣的时候，发觉他不是在王宫里，而是在马棚里。
And then when they finally found him, he was not found in a palace, but in a manger.
是被放在那个布包裹之后放在那个肮脏的马槽里面。
He was wrapped in cloth and then put in this dirty manger.
这是人凭着自己的头脑想象不出来的。
And according to men's ordinary intellect, they couldn't ever have imagined that.
只有神凭着他永远的智慧才能够做出来的事情。
Only according to the eternal wisdom of God would he do something like that.
再举一个例子，当主耶稣基督最后进入圣城耶路撒冷的时候。
Another example, when Jesus entered into Jerusalem for final time,
全城的人都出来欢迎主耶稣基督。
The entire city came out to welcome him.
来欢迎他，来高声呼喊说：“何塞纳啊，奉主名来的是配得称颂的。
And they shouted, Hosanna, those who came in the Lord's name are worthy of our praise.
他们非常的兴奋，迎接主耶稣基督进耶路撒冷城来做王的。
They're very excited to welcome him to become their king.
要带领他们打败这个罗马人，要让这个以色列国得到复兴的。
Lead them to defeat the Romans so that the kingdom of Israel will be revived.
但出乎所有人的预料，包括他的门徒也没有想到，耶稣基督没有照着他们的方式去做王。
But beyond the expectations, even including disciples, that Jesus didn't become the king according to their own way.
而是最后被抓、被判罪、被钉死在十字架上。
So eventually he was arrested, judged, and then nailed on the cross.
这是人凭着自己的想象，想象不出来的事情。
So according to people's intellect, they again could not have imagined it.
神就是用这样奇妙的作为来彰显他的智慧，彰显他的能力。
God used these extraordinary ways to exemplify his wisdom and his doings.
第三个例子就是发生在保罗的身上。
The third example happened on Paul.
谁也没有想到，上帝会拣选保罗这个人成为外邦的使徒。
Nobody could have imagined that God would have chosen Paul to become the apostle for the Gentiles.
因为保罗从前在不信耶稣之前呢，是一个逼迫教会的人，杀害基督徒的人。
Because before he accepted Christ, he was someone who persecuted Christians and killed Christians.
神能够向他显现，让他得救，已经是极大的恩典了。
It was extraordinary grace for God to save him.
但出乎所有人的预料，包括当时教会的领袖、使徒们的预料的是，神竟然拣选这样一个人成为教会的使徒。
But beyond everyone's expectations, even including the leaders of the church at that time, that God would have chosen Paul to become an apostle.
所以保罗刚刚信主的时候，没有人敢接近他。
So when Paul first received Christ, nobody dared approach him.
教会的人都躲着他。
Everybody was hiding from him.
使徒也不敢去见他。
Even other apostles want to go see him.
但是慢慢的，神在保罗身上的工作显露出来，慢慢被教会接受，而且呢，成为教会的大能的一个工人。
But gradually the work of God on him was shown, and then he became one who was mightily used in the church.
所以保罗是这样一个人。
That's the life of Paul.
在他身上经历了上帝奇妙的作为。
He experienced the miraculous working of God.
他一生经历这些奇妙的作为呢，一生在为主来做这个见证，让人能够见证啊发生在他身上的这些的奇妙的事情。
He bear testimony in his whole life what God has done in him.
那保罗啊，以耶稣基督他所认识的主耶稣基督为他人生的至宝。
He treated this Christ in his life as the most important treasure.
所以这是我们这一次哈、啊、读保罗生平的一个重点。
And that will be a main point of reading about the life of Paul.
借着保罗所经历的，我们来看一看耶稣基督如何成为你我的至宝呢？
Through the experience of Paul, let's examine how Jesus can be the treasure in our lives.
保罗可以讲出说，我看万事如粪土，为要得着耶稣基督这个至宝。
Paul can say that I treat everything in life as rubbish so that I can obtain this treasure in my life.
我们就知道在保罗的经历当中，他真正的体会到主耶稣基督的宝贵。
So we know that he truly understands experience how precious it is for Christ in his life.
所以盼望圣灵能够对我们每一个弟兄姐妹的心来讲话。
I hope that the Holy Spirit would speak to every single one of us.
也让主耶稣基督成为你我的人生的至宝。
So that Jesus would become the treasure in our lives.
那么今天读的经文呢，是在哥林多后书第四章七到十节。
We'll be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 7 to 10.
啊，经文会打在屏幕上，我们一起来读啊。哥林多后书四章七节，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair; persecuted, but not abandoned; struck down, but not destroyed.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus.So that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in the body.
保罗在第七节说，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
In verse 7, Paul said that we have this treasure in our jars of clay.
这个宝贝就是指着主耶稣基督讲的。
And this treasure was referring to Jesus Christ.
保罗把基督看得宝贵，如同自己的生命一样。
Paul looked at Jesus as a treasure as precious as his own life.
他说基督就是我们的生命。
But Jesus is our life.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And I have been nailed together with Christ on the cross, so whoever lives right now is not me, but is Christ.
基督是保罗的宝贝。
Jesus is the treasure of Paul.
保罗就是那个寻宝的人。
Paul is this person searching for a treasure.
他一旦找到基督这个宝贝，他就变卖所有的，要去得着主耶稣基督这个宝贝。
Once he found this treasure, he's going to sell everything he has to so that he can obtain this treasure.
那他得到这个宝贝之后，为什么要把这个宝贝放在瓦器里呢？
Once he obtained this treasure, why did he put it into this jars of clay?
瓦器是不值钱的器皿。
A child of clay is something that is not worth a whole lot of money.
保罗自己也讲嘛，在大户人家有金器、银器、有木器、瓦器，瓦器是排在最后的。
And Paul talked about in how in the household there are all kinds of vessels of gold and silver and of wood and also of clay, and clay was listed at the end.
瓦器是最不值钱的。
It is the most inexpensive of all kinds.
一些泥巴加上水放在火里烧就成了瓦器。
You mix water with clay and then you put it into the oven and then it will turn into a jar.
这也是在犹太人家里当时最常用的一种的器具。
And that is one of the most commonly used vessels in a household of the Jews.
一个好的完整的瓦器呢，用来装水、装油、装酒。
A whole jar of clay may be used to contain wine, oil, or water.
但这个瓦器呢很脆弱，容易产生裂痕，甚至被打破。
But this jar of clay is actually very fragile. It can be broken or just cracked.
所以当瓦器上有了裂纹的时候呢，它就不能再装水、装油、装酒了。
Once it has cracks, it cannot contain water, wine, or oil anymore.
那这一类的瓦器呢，就用来储存其他的物品。
And then this jar would be used to store other things.
所以当保罗说我们有宝贝藏在瓦器里的时候呢，他这个瓦器是指着他自己的生命讲的。
So when Paul was talking about we have this treasure in the jar of clay, he was referring to himself, his own life as a jar.
比较起耶稣基督那个宝贵的生命来讲，他自己就像一个不值钱的瓦器一样。
Compared to the life of Jesus, his own life is like this inexpensive, worthless jar.
不仅是不值钱，而且甚至是上面有裂纹的、破损的、没有办法装水、装油的那一类的破的瓦器。
Not only is a jar, it may be even a jar that is broken and cracked and cannot be used to store water or wine.
感谢主，我们看到保罗在这里他的谦卑的态度。
We praise God that we can see his humble attitude here.
在保罗的一生当中，我们看到他越服侍主，越认识主耶稣基督，他就变得越谦卑。
We see that in the life of Paul, the more he served, the more he comes to know Jesus, the more he become humble.
在加拉太书他说我是使徒当中最小的一个。
In Galatians, he was saying that I'm the least among all the apostles.
他是跟其他的使徒来做比较。
He was comparing himself with other apostles.
当他后来服侍主写罗马书的时候，他说我看我的里面呢，在我的里面没有一点的良善。
And when he later on wrote the book of Romans, he was saying that there is nothing good in me.
他开始更深的认识到自己的罪，自己身上的污秽。
The more he understood the sin that is in him and how he is contaminated by sin.
他继续服侍主，到他服侍主晚年的时候，在写提摩太前书的时候，他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
And then later on in his ministry, when he was writing 1 Timothy, he was saying he is the sinner of sinners.
不仅他里面充满污秽和罪恶，而且他在与其他的罪人比较的时候，他也发觉他犯的罪实在是太多罪深。
And not only was he sinful inside, when he compared to other sinners, he is actually the sinner of sinners.
所以这是为什么保罗说我这个瓦器，我这个破碎的不堪的器皿当中，我之所以有价值，是因为里面装着一个宝贝。
So that's why he said that I'm this broken jar of clay. The reason why I'm precious is because I have this treasure in him.
他说我在神的面前，在人的面前没有什么可以夸耀的。
There is nothing that I can boast about in front of God.
唯一可以夸的就是我的软弱。
The only thing I can boast about is my own weakness.
因为主曾经对保罗讲过这样的话，说我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全， 所以保罗在见证说，我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
Because God has said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So therefore, Paul can boast all the more gladly about his own weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on him.
所以这是保罗在哥林多后书四章七节所讲说，我们有着宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
And that's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us.
神借着保罗所成就的这一切的事情，是为了显明上帝自己的能力。
All the things that God has accomplished through Paul is to exemplify God's power.
当保罗越经历这么莫大的能力的时候，他就越觉得耶稣的宝贵。
The more Paul experiences all surpassing power, the more he understands how precious God is.
胜过他以前所有的学问、所有的地位、所有建立那些的关系啊，这些在他经历主之后比较之下，他觉得这一切都算不得什么。
So as far as exceeds his own status, his education, and his relationship, and compared to God's power, not all of those things does not compare.
所以接下来保罗就讲了四方面啊，这个神的能力是如何胜过他经历当中的这四种的困难。
And then following, Paul talks about how God's power helped him overcome the four kinds of difficulties.
第一，他讲说神的能力帮他胜过压力。
The first, he talks about God's power overcomes pressure.
第二，他见证神的能力胜过他心中的困惑。
Second, you talk about God's power overcomes confusion.
第三个，神的能力胜过逼迫。
Thirdly, God's power overcomes persecution.
最后，神的能力呢，胜过了死亡。
Finally, God's power overcomes death.
好，今天我们就一点一点去跟着保罗的带领去体会这四个方面。
So point by point, we'll try to understand what God's power is.
第一，保罗经历了神莫大的能力，胜过了这个压力。
First, Paul experienced God's power that helped him overcome pressure.
第八节他说，我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
In verse 8, he talks about hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
四面受敌，他好像就被包围了，无路可走了，但是他里面这个耶稣基督引导他，能够帮他走出一条出路来。
When he was facing enemy on all sides, he said there is no exit, but yet through God's power, there was an exit.
当他刚刚信主的时候，他就经历到神这样的奇妙的带领。
When he first accepted Christ, he experienced God's leading.
他是在去大马色的路上遇见主耶稣基督的。
He encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus.
他进了大马色城，神差派圣徒来为他祷告，他重生得救的。
And he was prayed for by other Christians in Damascus.
他眼睛被打开以后就接受了洗礼。
When his eyes were opened, he received baptism.
很快他就在大马色城里面开始为主来做见证。
Quickly he started his testimonies in Damascus.
在城里的各个会堂去传扬耶稣的名，证明耶稣就是基督，就是救主。
And he was bearing testimony in all synagogues in Damascus to prove that Jesus is the Savior.
没有人可以辩倒他。
No one can really I'll argue with him.
圣灵的能力，主耶稣基督的能力在他的里面，让他有这样的口才，有这样的能力为主去做见证。
The power of the Holy Spirit enabled him to speak.
结果呢，当地的犹太人看来不行，就要杀他。
And so finally, the Jews in the city decided to kill him.
而且是联合了大马色城里的王和他手下的提督啊，把城门都给封住了，要抓保罗。
And so together with the rulers of the city of Damascus, they actually closed the gates of Damascus to try to catch him and kill him.
但感谢主啊，神借着他身边的圣徒，使他逃离这个困境。
But praise to God, through the help of other Christians, he was able to escape.
夜晚的时候，他们就在这个城墙的窗户上把他竖下去，哈，他就逃离了大马色城。
Then at night, he was lowered from a window at the gate of Damascus so that he can escape.
其实保罗在他服侍教会的过程当中，多次许许多多的时候，经历神的这种的保护和拯救。
Many times in his ministry that he had experienced God's protection and saving.
在这个哥林多后书十一章的时候，他说：“除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？”
In 2 Corinthians 11, he said, "Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn?"
所以当保罗服侍主传扬福音宣教的过程当中，他不仅是感受到外在的环境的压力，同时他说里面外面都有那种的逼迫和压力在他身上。
So in his ministry, not only did he experience pressure from outside, he also was experiencing pressure from inside.
外面他要有属灵的征战啊，抵挡魔鬼撒旦黑暗的权势来广传福音。
Outwardly, there are external persecutions, there are dark powers of darkness that are opposing the gospel.
教会里面也有各样的压力啊，各样的假使徒啊。假教师、假弟兄在教会里面做各样的搅扰。
And inside the church, there are also all kinds of false prophets and false teachers and false Christians, to create disturbances.
即使在同工之间，他们也有的时候意见不一致啊，要有争论、争吵的时候。
And then within the co-workers, there are times they have different opinions that would lead to conflicts.
但是在各样的压力的情况下，他不会被压碎。
But yet, under all kinds of pressure, he was not crushed.
他这个器皿是瓦器，很容易碎的。
He is a jar of clay, very easily crushed.
但是因为他里面有耶稣基督的生命这个宝贝。
But because he has this treasure of the life of Jesus inside,
让他能够在各样的环境当中依然能够坚强，能够站立得稳。
So that in all circumstances, he can still stand firm.
想想我们过去这几个月啊，好像是在被病毒困在家里。
Look about ourselves. In the past few months, we were shut in our homes.
因为病毒的流行呢，带给我们许多的压力，许多的问题。
Because of the pandemic, it led us to many, many different kinds of pressure.
有工作上的压力啊，有些弟兄姐妹会失去工作。
There is pressure from work. Some brothers and sisters may have lost their jobs.
有家庭里面的压力啊，带来夫妻的关系、与儿女的关系、与父母的关系当中的一些的紧张。
There may be pressure in the family with relationship between ourselves and our parents and our children and our spouses.
也带来我们生活上的许多的不方便。
And also many inconveniences in our lives.
出门旅行越来越困难。
It's more and more difficult to go out to travel.
而且在这个情况下哈，今年在美国这个大选真的是带来很多的紧张的关系。
And also because of the election, there are many tense relationships.
整个这个国家处在一种被撕裂的一种的状态中。
The entire country is being torn apart.
有人把今年的大选比喻成1864年在美国内战期间的那一次的大选。
Some people compare this election with the election in 1864, when we had the Civil War.
好像人与人之间处在一种内战的状态当中。
And it's like we are in this state of a civil war.
那正是这个时候我们需要主耶稣基督的保护。
And it's at this time that we need the protection of Jesus.
就像保罗在这里做见证的一样，他说这个压力是从各个方面来的，但是他不被压碎。
It's like the testimony of Paul here that we feel hard pressed on every side, but yet we're not crushed.
让我们不要浪费这一段时间的这种的经历。
Let's not waste this experience during this time.
让这个特别的时期成为我们经历我们里面的宝贝主耶稣基督的能力，借着我们能够释放出来的这样的宝贵的经历。
It has become a precious experience that we can experience this treasure and the power that it releases on us.
上帝能够这样的保守保罗，今天他也一样的能够保守你我。
Just like that God can protect Paul, God can protect us now as well.
第二方面，保罗的见证说，神的能力胜过他心中的困惑。
The second point, God's power can help Paul overcome confusion.
这是在四章八节的第二部分说，心里作难却不致失望。
In verse 8, second part, perplexed but not in despair.
这个心里作难的意思是人犹豫不决，拿不定主意的 那个意思。
The perplexed here means that you cannot really make up your mind.
在路加福音第九章是讲了那个希律王听到有人说哦，耶稣是约翰复活，有的人是说耶稣是以利亚的显现，结果他在那犹豫不定，拿不定主意耶稣到底是谁。
In the Gospel of Luke, it talks about Herod listening to all kinds of people saying that, oh, it was John, or it may be John raised the dead, or maybe others think it is Elijah, so he cannot make up his mind.
在路加福音24章这个词出现呢，是指说那个门徒进去看到主耶稣基督的身体不在坟墓里了。
And also in Luke 24, it talks about the disciples couldn't see the body of Jesus in the tomb.
他们一下就迷惑了，这个到底发生了什么。
And they were wondering what is happening.
所以这个词在那个地方被翻译成正在猜疑之间。
And it was translated into while they're wondering about this.
所以保罗用这个词这里讲说心里作难，就是他在服侍主的过程上有的时候好像不知道该怎样去做。
And here when Paul talks about perplexed, it's like sometimes we serve the Lord, we wonder what are we supposed to do?
不知道他下一步应该往哪里去走。
Don't know what the next step should be.
但在这种情况下他不会失望。
But yet, in that situation, he was not in despair.
因为在他里面这个宝贝呢会带领他前面的方向。
Because the treasure in him would lead him on the next direction.
他需要去祷告神。
He needs to pray to God.
很多的时候他需要等候神。
Sometimes he needs to wait for the Lord.
但是这位神是不会让他失望的。
But this God is not one who is going to lead him into despair.
还记得在他第二次宣教旅行的时候啊，这个圣灵就开始阻挡他传福音的这个方向。
In his second missionary journey, the Holy Spirit was stopping him from going to a particular direction.
记载在使徒行传16章说，圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗里加、加拉太一带地方，到了美西亚的境内，他们想要往比推尼去，圣耶稣的灵却不许。
In Acts 16, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word to the province of Asia. When it came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
他们很确定说，出来传福音是神的带领。
They are very sure to go preach the gospel is the leading of Jesus.
但是当他们要想去这个亚西亚，去这个弗里加，去加拉太这些地方的时候，圣灵却很明显的阻止他们传福音的脚步。
But when they wanted to go to Phrygia and Galatia, it was very clear that the Holy Spirit was stopping them from going there.
所以他们就越过美西亚，下到特罗亚，在特罗亚那地方等候。
And so they crossed over to the border of Mysia, and they were waiting over there.
这个时候啊，这个神借着异象向保罗讲话。
And at that time, God called and talked to Paul through a vision.
夜间保罗睡觉的时候，这个梦中出现一个马其顿人，就是隔着这个海对面的这个欧洲马其顿那地方的人向他显明说，到我们这里来，来向我们传福音。
And then in his dream, he saw this person, a Macedonian, which is across the ocean over on the European side, asking to come over there.
神阻止他向别的地方传福音的脚步，是要引导他快快的把福音带入欧洲。
God stopped him from going in Asia Minor so that he can go the direction of Europe.
那借着这个大的一个转换，福音又被传到更远的地方，建立更多的教会。
And through this change of direction, the gospel was preached into a different continent, a different place.
这是保罗在遵行神旨意和带领的过程当中很真实的一种的经历。
And that was a true experience in Paul's experience of God's leading.
他知道他里面这个宝贝是会讲话的。
He knew that this treasure in him would talk to him.
他自己不明白，觉得犹疑不决的时候，里面的宝贝会引导他确实的走在神的心意当中。
When he was perplexed and not knowing what to do, the treasure inside would lead him in the direction of God.
还记得我们去年年底的时候，制定了一套的宣教的方案。
At the end of last year, we decided on a set of policies and steps that we would go follow.
我们要组织短宣队出去。
We're going to organize short-term missions to go out.
我们要用这个复活节的时候，我们要挨门挨户到社区里去敲门去传福音。
During Easter, we'll go knock on doors and invite people to our meetings.
但是疫情来了，这些都没有办法实现。
And then the pandemic arrived, we cannot do any of those things.
就像保罗当初所经历的一样，我们也经历了一段时间的等候、祷告、寻求。
And just like Paul, we also experienced a time of prayer and waiting for God.
感谢主啊，今年九月份的时候，我们全教会同心合意的去在网络上办布道会。
And we praise God in September, we had this evangelistic meeting online.
我们发觉神的作为超过我们的想象。
We found that God's doing is beyond our expectations.
借着网络上的布道会，不仅让我们身边的朋友可以听到福音。
Through this online evangelistic meeting, not only for people around us can hear the gospel,
让在远处甚至海外的人也可以进来参加我们的布道聚会。
So that even people far away or even outside of the country can come and join us.
所以上一次九月份布道会之后，我们同工继续的祷告，继续寻求神的带领。
So after the meeting in September, our co-workers continue to pray and wait for God's guidance.
那上帝给我们的感动是说，今年我们要再办一次这样的布道会。
God moved us to organize another evangelistic meeting this year.
用圣诞节的这个宝贵的机会，我们来传福音。
To use this precious opportunity during Christmas to have another evangelistic meeting.
12月26号，我们请到了段永辉弟兄，从加州来的，从这个德州来的。
And we have invited Brother Duan from Texas to lead our meeting on December 26th.
他这次会做我们的布道讲员。
He'll be the speaker for our meeting.
而且我们在布道会之后，马上就开始连续几个星期的福音班。
And then right after the meeting, we'll have several weeks of a speaker's class.
让我们邀请来的家人、朋友不光是一次性的听到福音，而可以接下来每一周都可以回来继续来听福音。
So that those family members and friends that we invite will not just hear the gospel once, but then for several weeks afterwards, they can hear the gospel again.
我们和保罗一样，经历了这个神的带领的能力，心里作难，却不致失望。
Like Paul, we were perplexed, but not in despair.
第三个，保罗 经历了神的能力，胜过逼迫。
Thirdly, Paul experienced God's power to help him overcome persecution.
第九节，保罗说，遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Verse 9, he said, persecuted but not abandoned.
当他越过这个海峡，到了欧洲以后，第一站去了腓立比。
When he crossed the sea to go over to Europe, the first stop was in Philippi.
但没有想到他刚到腓立比不久，他们就遇到了逼迫。
He never expected the moment he arrived in Philippi, he would be persecuted.
因为保罗从一个被鬼附的使女的身上把鬼赶走了。
Because he expelled this evil spirit from this girl.
这个使女的主人因为这个使女身上有鬼可以赚钱得利的，鬼被赶走之后，他失去了这个赚钱的路。
And this master of the girl, servant, no longer can make money out of her after the spirit was expelled.
所以这个使女的主人就非常的生气，就告上官府把保罗抓了。
So this master was very angry and he sued Paul in the courts.
不仅是保罗，保罗、希拉两个人啊，都被抓到监牢里被打了一顿。
So not only was Paul, but Paul and Silas were both arrested and they were beaten and shut in jail.
使徒行传16章25节记载说，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告，唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose.
禁足一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
The jailer woke up and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, Don't harm yourself, we are all here.
这是保罗希拉被逼迫、被打、被关在监牢以后发生的事情。
This is what happened after Paul and Silas were arrested and put in jail.
他们虽然受逼迫，但是神的同在没有离开他们。
Even though they were persecuted, but God's presence did not leave them.
随着他们进入监牢牢房里面
and follow them into the jail.
以至于神迹就在监牢里面发生了
And that miracle happened inside the prison.
这里实际上呢记载着两个神迹
Actually, here it recorded two miracles.
明显的神迹就是地震了
The first obvious miracle is the earthquake.
当他唱诗祷告的时候，地就震了，震到一个什么程度？连这个监牢的门，连这个囚犯手上的锁链都断开。
It's when they sing praises, hymns to God, then the miracle happened, and then the earthquake happened to such a point that the doors were open and the chains were broken.
这个时候呢，第二个神迹发生。
And at that time, the second miracle happened.
就是这些囚犯都没有逃走。
And that is all the prisoners did not escape.
囚犯呢，好不容易有这个机会，监牢的门也打开了，锁链也打开了，为什么不逃？
So if chains were broken and doors were open, why wouldn't the prisoners escape?
为什么？
Why is that?
所以当我们回头再仔细去读的时候，这是比地震更大的一个神迹发生了。
So when I went back and read it again, I find that this is even a bigger miracle than the earthquake itself.
就是保罗和希拉进入监牢的时候，再向众囚犯传福音。
And it's when Paul and Silas entered the prison, they were preaching the gospel to the prisoners.
神的能力借着他们的传讲打开了众囚犯人的心。
Through the preaching, God's power has opened the hearts of the prisoners.
让在场的囚犯全都信了耶稣。
So that all the prisoners accepted Jesus.
这也是为什么他们要唱诗赞美神的缘故。
And that's the reason why they were singing hymns to praise God.
赞美神奇妙的拯救的大能，借着这个福音的能力，使监牢里不大容易听到福音的地方，可以有福音传进去，而且人心能够改变，相信耶稣。
To praise God that he can preach the gospel in a prison where it's not easy to go hear this message, that everybody can accept him as well.
以至于当他们有机会逃离监牢的时候，他们都不再逃走了。
So even though when they were given the opportunity to escape, no one did.
感谢主，当我们去传福音的时候，就会经历神这种奇妙的作为。
We praise God when we preach His gospel, we will encounter His miraculous doings.
很多的时候是在不可能的地方，在不可能的人的身上，看到神使人相信改变生命的那个大能的彰显。
It's sometimes in these impossible places and with impossible people that we have seen how God can change people.
第四个，保罗做见证说神的能力胜过了死亡。
Fourthly, Paul said God's power overcomes death.
打倒了却不致死亡。
Struck down but not destroyed.
当他传福音传到路斯德的时候，是被人打的都人们都以为他死了。
When he was preaching the gospel in Lystra, people were beating him up and people thought actually he was dead.
但他竟然能够站起来，走到城里继续为主去做见证。
But yet he could stand up and continue to go to the city and bear testimony.
但有些犹太人从安提阿和以哥念来挑唆众人就用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，便拖到城外，门徒正围着他，他就起来走进城去，第二天从巴拿巴往特比去。
Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day he and Barnabas left for Derbe.
在路斯德发生什么？
What happened in Lystra?
先是保罗在传福音的过程当中呢，医治了一个瘸腿的人。
First, he healed someone who was lame.
当地的人非常的惊奇。
And the people were very surprised.
把这个献祭的牛都牵来了，称保罗和巴拿巴为神。
They brought this cow over that was supposed to be for offering, and they called Paul a god.
用这个牛来献祭给他们。
They want to offer the cow to him.
但是保罗就巴拿巴就阻止他们说不要这样哈，他们撕裂衣服说我们和你们一样都是人，要拜那个真神。
And so Paul and Barnabas said, don't do that. We are like you. We're just people. Please worship God.
这些人马上这个态度就改变了。当保罗拒绝接受他们的敬拜的时候，他们反过来用石头要打甚至把他打得快死。
So immediately the attitude of the people changed. They were about to then stone him.
但感谢主，神的能力复辟保罗，使他继续的可以在人的面前为主去做见证。
But we thank God that His power continues to protect Paul so that he can continue to bear testimony.
大家继续来思想这句话，保罗最后还是信道。
Let's continue to meditate on these words. In the end, Paul was martyred.
所以当保罗说打倒了却不致死亡的时候，不只是指他身体的死亡而已。
So when Paul said he was struck down but not destroyed, he was not just talking about his own physical life.
所以英文他用的这个词不是 death,他是用的是 destroy 或者是 perish.
So in the English translation, it didn't really use the word death like in Chinese, but actually used the word destroy.
所以保罗的生命，保罗的见证，保罗为神所做的那个事工，即使他肉体死了，也没有被毁坏，也没有灭亡，是这个意思。
So the ministry of Paul, his own, what he did for Christ, even though his physically he died, but yet all those ministries were not destroyed.
最后保罗用一句话来总结，他说身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
And then finally, Paul summarized everything with this, we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
什么是耶稣的死？
What is the death of Jesus?
耶稣的死是十字架的死。
The death of Jesus is the death on the cross.
是因为顺从上帝的旨意，因为这样舍身而带来的死。
And is to obey the will of God and sacrifice himself to die on the cross.
这是保罗在认识耶稣基督之前所没有的这种生命的能力。
Before Paul came to know Jesus, he didn't understand that.
以前的保罗是让人去死。
The Paul before was the one who looked to other people dying.
谁要阻挡他的这个事情，他要抓他们，要办他们，甚至把他们致死。
Whoever opposed him, then he would like to arrest those people and put those people to death.
但是他后来发觉，在耶稣基督身上有一种的宝贝。
But later on, he found that there is this treasure in Jesus.
就是耶稣基督那个生命的样式，耶稣基督为人舍命死的那个样式。
And then he learned the example of Jesus dying for others.
不是让人去死，而是自己可以顺从神的旨意以至于死。
It's not to have other people die, but yet to follow the will of God so that he would sacrifice himself to die for others.
当他身上有了这样一种生命的时候，带着耶稣的死的时候，他说使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
So when he realized that he can carry around the death of Jesus in him, then the life of Jesus may also be revealed in him as well.
耶稣的生是一种复活的生。
The life of Jesus is the life of resurrection.
是一种出死入生的那个复活的大能。
It is something that would lead death and enter into life, that kind of life of Jesus.
这种复活的生命大到一个程度，甚至死亡都没有办法阻止这种的大能。
This resurrected life is something of a power that even death cannot stop.
在基督里的死不再是那种强权，在基督里的得胜不再是那种强权征服式的得胜。
The victory in Jesus is not no longer the kind of victory that we try to grab power.
而是谦卑至死，由死入生的得胜。
And it's really to humble yourselves to enter from death into life.
是先经过十字架的死，后有复活的能力显现的那一种的得胜。
It's the kind of life that would first experience the death on the cross before we enter into this resurrection life.
这种的得胜是世人不明白的。
This kind of life is what the world does not understand.
Yeah, 我们都希望我们支持的那个球队去碾压对方。
We all wanted the sports teams that we support to go crush the other teams.
我们希望我们投票选举的那个总统候选人最后能够当选。
We all wish that the presidential candidate that we vote for will win.
如果有人去抵挡我们的话，我们要去杀死仇敌。
If somebody is going to oppose us, we want to kill them.
这是世人明白的，世人所尊崇的那样一种的得胜。
And that is what the world may understand and follow.
跟今天重生之后的保罗，认识耶稣基督为至宝的保罗，他发现了另外一种靠着耶稣的得胜。
But born again Paul, the Paul that understands the treasure in him, and that's the kind of life that he follows.
是经过十字架的舍己，顺从。以至于经历上帝复活大能的那样一种的得胜。
And it's the life that would experience first the death on the cross and then the resurrection.
这是保罗为我们所做的见证。
And that's the testimony from Paul.
保罗以耶稣基督为至宝。
Paul regarded Christ as the most precious.
因为他经历到基督的死和复活的能力使他得胜。
And it's because of the power of Christ, death and resurrection helped him to overcome pressure.
可以胜过压力、困惑、逼迫，甚至死亡。
And to help him overcome pressure, confusion, persecution, and death.
有一位牧师啊，他是17世纪的牧师 ,Louis Bailey.
There's this pastor in the 17th century, Louis Bailey.
他又做牧师又做这个一个作家啊，他常常写一些的东西，他也曾经做过这个英国的国王的牧师。
He was a pastor, he was an author, he also was the pastor of the King of England.
他有写下一段想象中的对话啊，是一个被救赎的灵魂与主基督之间的一段的对话。
He wrote, this imaginary dialogue between a soul that was saved and God.
但这一段对话当中呢，为我们描述出耶稣基督的死、复活的大能的那样一种的美好的生命的样式。
And this dialogue would help but understand the beauty of the power of the death on the cross as well as the resurrection power.
被救赎的灵魂问主基督说：“主啊，你完全可以逃出敌人的抓捕，你为什么没有逃呢？”
This soul that was saved as Jesus.Lord, why did you let yourself be taken when you might have escaped your enemies?
主基督回答说，那是因为我这样做，你的属灵的敌人就无法抓住你，也无法把你投入永远黑暗的监牢了。
Jesus replied that your spiritual enemies should not take you and cast you into the prison of utter darkness.
灵魂又问说，主啊，你为何容许敌人来捆绑你呢？
The soul asked, Lord, why did you let yourself be bound?
基督说，这样我就可以断开捆绑你的罪恶。
Christ replied, that I might lose the cords of your iniquities.
灵魂说，主啊，为什么你会被高高的挂在十字架上？
The soul asked, Lord, why did you let yourself be lifted up upon the cross?
基督说，这样我就可以把你带入天堂。
Christ replied, that I might lift you up with me to heaven.
灵魂说，主啊，为什么你的手你的脚要被钉子穿透呢？
Soul asked, Lord, why were your hands and feet nailed to the cross?
基督说，是为了你可以放手去做公义的事，你的脚可以自由地走在和平的路上。
Christ replied, to enlarge your hands to do the works of righteousness and to set your feet at liberty to walk in the ways of peace.
灵魂说，主啊，在十字架上你的膀臂为什么是张开的？
So ask, Lord, why did you have your arms nailed wide?
基督说，这样我就可以用更多的爱来拥抱你。
Christ said, that I may embrace you more lovingly.
最后灵魂说，主啊，你的肋旁为什么会被枪刺穿呢？
Finally, the soul asked, Lord, why was your side opened with a spear?
基督说，这样你就会有一条路来贴近我的心。
Christ replied, that you might have a way to come near to my heart.
但愿基督舍己经历复活的这样一种生命的样式活化在你我的心中。
May Christ's sacrificial love and also his resurrection power be experienced in our lives.
让我们像保罗一样经历他的死也经历他复活的大能。
So that like Paul will experience his death on the cross and also his resurrection power.
让我们唱一首回应的诗歌，恋我欲经。
Let's sing a song of response.
把时间交给艾迪弟兄。
Brother Eddie.